hello, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you a lot for joining us today. You know, Mr. Terry Tate, our expert air rifle designer and builder, has been with us the past couple of weeks. We want to get Terry back today and talk maybe a little bit more technical stuff about shooting air rifles. Terry, thanks a lot for being with us, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
There is some differences when you're actually hunting with an air rifle, hunting big game. We're talking about hogs, whatever, you know, from deer-sized animals, hogs. There's shot placement is maybe, like, particularly on the hog that I shot with you a week or so back. You know, you told me exactly how to do it, and it worked out just right. But it's different, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Air is a lot different than shooting firearms, and people are used to shooting firearms, so it takes a little going back to your childhood to remember how to shoot with an air gun. They just don't have the power that firearms have. It's just like shooting primitive bows. I mean, you're dropping down to the lowest level of gun shooting that you can to take an animal. You have your traditional bows and arrows, which is the hardest, and you have your compound bows, which really makes it quite simple. Your firearms make it very simple to harvest game. Your air guns make it harder to harvest game because you have to get in close quarters and you have to make a perfect shot. It's just the challenge of using air instead of burning powder.
Now, where a center fire or a muzzle loader, for that matter, kills by hydrostatic shock mostly, you know, but that's one thing. You were telling me the air is like on a hog. I would normally not shoot a wild hog that I wanted to eat in the shoulders, but this one I did, and it did not mess up any meat, and it brought the hog right down. So that was very important for you to tell me, and I would advise anybody hunting with a big game with an air rifle to do that. It's not actually, it messed up no meat, Terry. Just one shot right through the hog.
Yeah, what you have with the air gun is you're throwing a big chunk of lead through the animal at a lot slower velocity, so it really doesn't bloodshot the meat. The meat stays clean. And with big animals like a hog, there's no shoulder bones in there to hit, so you're going and taking some very important vitals out. And it's a lot easier to hit that shoulder than it is to hit a brain with a air gun.
Exactly. Well, you're by following your instructions, it worked out perfectly for me. Now, people that want to different states, folks are listening to us in several different states, Terry. So, if they want to learn more about air gunning, it can be smaller air rifles for small game, or the big bores like you make for big game. How do they learn what's legal and what's not?
The best thing is just go to your Fish and Game Commission and go online and look and see what they say. Your states will have it all posted, what they consider legal and not legal. There's lots of states now that's moving to air, and they considered it an alternative use to harvest game. Colorado is a very friendly air gun state now. Arizona just came on with a 35 caliber limit to take most big game. It doesn't include elk or bison, but maybe later on we can get that added in.
Well,
Missouri, there's lots of states now that's already changing.
Well, I hope our home state, Texas, sees the light, Terry. I saw the light when I saw what the big bore, the 45 caliber I was shooting, what it did on a very, very tough animal. I guess you, in most states, you know, a wild boar is probably about as tough a critter as there is in the woods, you know, and it brought that one down cleanly, and I was very impressed. I can see, you know, more populated areas too, Terry, where people in decades ahead, where there's become more and more people, where the use of air rifles will probably be even more popular, don't you think?
Yes, I do, Luke, especially when you're throwing a big bullet out there at about 800 feet a second instead of 2,300 feet a second and then shooting for miles. You know, we're limited to how far we can shoot, and we don't have the energy that a firearm has, so it's a lot safer to shoot in closer quarters.
Harry, we are out of time for today's show, buddy. I really do appreciate you being with us for this show and then the previous two. And, you know, we'll get you back some more and shed some more light on, I know you're a big proponent of air rifles, and we'll let you shed some more information soon.
Thank you, Luke.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shock Strap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.